Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we spent last week talking about the greatest return on your time, and I want to keep with that theme this week, but focus specifically on how you can accomplish more with your time. And so for today, I want to touch on accountability. Now, for 20 years, I've been working with a coach, and it has done phenomenal things for my personal life and for my professional life. So much so, and I thought it was so powerful, that I went on to become a coach myself. I went through the training programs. I got certified, and it's a big part of what I do every day. And so I run a lot of seminars now and courses, and one of the things I find is that people come away with great ideas. And while their intentions may be wonderful, the reality of it is they don't follow through. And the reason I'm convinced, or one of the reasons they don't follow through, is because they're not accountable to anyone other than themselves. And sometimes being accountable to yourself is just not enough. So I want you to think about your big goals and the projects, the big projects that you might be working on. Think about what it is that you'd like to accomplish. And then the question becomes, who is that person that would be the best to keep you on that path to ensure that you follow through? And I would suggest to you that you ask that person to hold you accountable. Now, if you think about who that might be, it could be your boss. But in some cases, maybe your boss isn't somebody that you want to hold you accountable for things, because after all, they're probably holding you accountable for a lot of things, some of which you like, some of which you probably don't. And maybe the judgment part of the boss isn't the right person. Maybe it's another colleague, an assistant, a spouse. Or if you have nobody, I think a coach is somebody that's great to be able to do that for you. And the coach can keep you on that path. So if you haven't thought about doing this, I would strongly urge you to have somebody in your life that can really help you get where you want to go. And accountability goes a long way to making that happen. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have someone keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I just ask that you give me the opportunity to be that person for you. And the way you do that is just by coming a couple of minutes a day. The suggestion is in the morning, before you get your day started. This is a great way to get primed. Listen to it when you're working out in the morning. Listen to it when you're on your way to work. But whatever that best time is for you, just make sure you come. And before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about oversight. But for today, I want you to think about who is that person in your life that can hold you accountable. And if there isn't anyone that comes to mind, think about hiring a coach to help you get where you want to go.